today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line as we launch in hour number three of the program. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Before we continue here with your calls, I want to give Mark a chance to recap the point he was making a few moments ago, where you had suggested, perhaps if I'm misunderstanding, please correct me, but I believe you suggested that you believe there could be a situation in the free market world where people decide to become sadistic or malicious toward one another, and as a result of some sort of mass acceptance of sadism or whatever, that
maybe like slavery or male circumcision,
whatever, that people would then be subject to more harm in the your proposed free market society.
I'm only asking you a question. Asked you the question, if the free market society, you know, made, you know, was more violent and hurt more people than, say, a limited republic like you were disparaging that Ron Paul would put together. You were disparaging that and, you know, saying that it would hurt people and it would hurt fewer people than we have, you know, currently the government in today. And I'm asking you that, and I can't come up with all the answers because the free market is infinite and all knowing, and it's difficult to know where it would go, right? Isn't that so, Ian? I mean, it's impossible to predict where
the
free market
marketplace.
Right.
Sure.
So, if the free market did, in fact, come up with a system that caused more harm to more people than a limited republic of involuntary
government. Can you give me an idea of what you mean by that? Like, you say it's coming up with a system that causes harm. What do you mean by that?
Well, we have a system today that causes harm through involuntary government.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell you what it would do. But I've given you a couple examples, like chattel slavery and circumcision, where society accepted harm to other individuals as, you know, every day and rote. And I don't think you're going to be able to do away with ever the pervasive morality of humans in a given culture, implementing that pervasive morality on other humans. I don't think that's possible.
So let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying. You're saying that you believe that at some point in the future, slavery could come back?
No, I am not saying that. Asking you a question.
Because slavery was usually backed up by governments, right?
Yes, in most cases it was. They were considered property, and they had property rights and claims. And
so your concern is that female circumcision may all of a sudden catch fire in the free market environment. Is that what you're saying? Like,
you're not proposing doing away with government. You're proposing doing away with involuntary authoritarian models of government. Is that not correct?
I propose getting rid of the authoritarian model of government and switching to a self-government model where you control yourself and you decide for yourself.
And also you would choose what the governing organization that would protect you and rule over you.
I wouldn't call those. No. Well, if you wanted to be governed, you could choose that.
Governing organizations.
If you wanted to be governed, you could choose that. Sure, you could choose that.
And
I would not.
You wouldn't hire protection services?
Well, there's a difference between hiring a protection service and hiring someone to govern you. To govern means to control.
That's the reason the vast majority of people, like the government, believe that the government is indispensable is because they want their own protection. So
I understand.
The service. Quote unquote service that the government offers is protection. So you could. It seems to me that you could extrapolate from that calling an insurance company that would provide you with protection.
No, you couldn't, because government's
governing organization inside of that contract that you would contract with this insurance company, there would probably be limits on your behavior. Is that
not correct? Possible?
Okay, then that would be a governing document because you have limited.
Which you'd be consenting to.
Right, you'd be consenting to this governing document.
Okay.
So therefore, they'd be voluntary government organizations.
Mm-hmm.
My point is still undiminished. If these voluntary governing organizations that, were in the future created more harm to more people than a small, limited republic, would they be acceptable to you simply
because
they're voluntary?
Well, everyone would be consenting to it, right? You're saying that everyone would be consenting to that.
Well, I think to some extent or another, you're not consenting. Like, for instance, when it comes down to cell phones, am I consenting to the cell phone company's list of demands that I deal with?
Yes.
Well, there's mostly, but if I want a cell phone, then I have to acquiesce to these demands. Now, there are different companies have different demands, but they're largely very similar.
Everything,
and
you don't
if
have
I
to
want
sign
protection,
off.
If I don't want to be overrun by somebody who sees me as a target because I don't have a governing organization that protects me, then am I volunteering?
The premise of your question, which is, what if you had a non-government societal free market society that actually hurt more people than a, say, Republican type government? By the assumption of your question, if that many people are being harmed, and I'm not saying the vast majority of them, but you're just saying more are being harmed, then it's very likely that in the marketplace it would be changed because no one would want to work with that.
That's not the question.
He's saying people would be sickos.
I think
you're saying people would turn into sickos, right?
You're correct. However, that's not the question. The question is, if that were not so,
but see, what I'm saying is the premise of your question with the if, the hypothetical if, is a very difficult one to grasp onto because human nature is such as that they wouldn't accept the if.
Well, the answer to the question for both of you guys, and I know that you're thoroughly entrenched in your in where you are. The answer to the question is no, it would be unacceptable. Can you prove that that would ever happen? That's the answer to
you
the question.
You mean that people would over?
Right.
People
no,
would change
I don't believe
from
that's
that.
No, it would not be acceptable. However, I don't believe that that's possible in a voluntary.
We were talking about off the air a little bit. You know, this Larry Niven thing in his Endspace collection about why he's not a libertarian, and he tries to draw in a society that is a voluntary society that is so stringent and so repressive because everyone wants security that you can virtually do nothing in that society. And while it's a very interesting postulate for maybe a comedy or a dark comedy or something like that, it's removed from an analysis and an understanding of human nature, which is that human nature doesn't accept this sort of thing. And since humans involved with each other, as von Mises said, come up with answers to all sorts of things that we can never predict, the idea, and of course we can always do the fallback to, well, it's always going to be better than government. The idea that, let's say hypothetically, some societally accepted moray or norm like female castration is applied there, it's possible that that could happen. But I think looking at human nature now, you're not going to have voluntary societies that will harm more people than government.
Right. That's not where I think that voluntary societies would have their biggest problem.
Right.
I think that the biggest problem with voluntary societies would likely be foreign governments that wish to take them back over. And I think that that's probably...
I don't think that'd be a problem at all.
That's what you believe. That's fine. I think that I believe that. And, so there you go.
Well, we're wide open to attack right now, just so you know.
What's that?
We're wide open to attack right now. If a foreign government wanted to come here and take over, it'd be pretty easy for them because the military spread all around the world.
We still have some National Guard units at home. And our National Guard units are still bigger than Canada's, you know, and Mexico. And those are the countries you have to worry about because it's impossible to invade somebody with any size.
Sure, I know where you're coming from
anyway.
On that. But if you're talking about taking a professional military that's trained versus the one weekend a month boys, it'd be an interesting fight. I think right now we're pretty wide open there.
About your Larry Niven book, Gardner, I think it's interesting to look at fiction authors speculate on, particular things. Like, for instance, The Jungle by Sinclair Lewis.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
George Orwell's 1984.
It's a similar exercise as what you're doing, hypothesis and say, okay, what if this happened or what if that happened?
It can be slightly enlightening. I just don't think that people should put a lot of, for instance, I remember being in a church youth group talking to, we were talking in a circle and somebody made the statement that the Animal Farm proved that communism couldn't work. And I think that people think that The Jungle proves that laissez-faire capitalism doesn't work.
Yeah.
And no, fiction books written by one man one time in history do not prove anything. I think they're interesting, perhaps enlightening, but, that's where they end.
800-259-9231. Is it possible that people could become sick and, weird in a free market world more so than they are today? I suppose it's possible, but that wouldn't be a free market society I would want to live in, and I don't know anybody else who would either. So you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever it is that you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Cartabite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartabite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartabite helps in so many other ways. So order your four-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite, circulation for life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Your show, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah, 800-259-9231.
I couldn't remember my name.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the archive. So if you missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. If you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers, well, internobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internobs.com.
You know, you can save a lot of money just by planning ahead a little bit as far as knobs, pulls, faucets, sinks go with internobs.com. And the delivery, fast as it could be. I think I'm going to have, it's going to be just a few days between, I just placed my order. Took a while for my wife to decide exactly what she wanted. We've got a baby, you know, and there's been traveling and stuff. So, you know, and I just placed it today, and he said that at the latest I could expect to have it next Monday.
Let's continue with your phone calls about what you want and talk to Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first off, I want to say that I agree with Gene, the Christian anarchist, that there are people that infiltrate the conspiracy theory groups.
Okay.
I don't think that was too hard to figure out. I don't think that's a really big conspiracy. You can also see how the media kind of pushes them away, too. But what I wanted to ask Guard a question.
Okay.
Guard, you used to write for Star Trek?
Yeah, I was what they called a Writers Guild Fellow at Star Trek Voyager.
What's
Voyager,
that mean?
Voyager, okay.
So that's the Writers Guild West. It's a special slot they make for you to be in the to be part of the staff.
That's what I was going to ask is what show, because if you had been for Gen 2 and you were talking about money and they won't let you write things about money, I was going to ask if the Ferengi were your idea.
Oh no, but the Deep Space Nine people worked right upstairs, and Ira Bear, who's a hardcore lefty, great guy though. He brought in the Ferengi, and it was a terrific idea. But the Ferengi, I didn't have an opportunity to utilize the Ferengi on Voyager because they were, of course, a totally separate area of space. But yeah, the Ferengi were the money guys, and they always were you know, making deals and doing all sorts of crazy stuff. It would have been fun to write some stories with those guys.
Yeah, well, they seem to be portrayed kind of as little toads, though, who would sell their mothers for a bar of platinum.
Yeah.
You know, you got that impression also with you also got that impression in Star Wars with the and I don't remember what the race is, but the little guy that owned Anakin Skywalker when he was a slave. Do you remember the little guy?
I don't remember. Yeah.
Waddle.
And he flew around. Or
yeah,
something.
He had a little beak and he flew around.
Yeah. You know, the utopian idea in Star Trek is not, obviously it's not workable, and it's really based on sort of a fascistic idea. But in Deep Space Nine, they tried to do a little something different and make it more realistic. And unfortunately, the Ferengi were depicted as, you know, the classic capitalist pigs, that sort of thing. It would have been fun to try to rework their image a little bit.
Right. That's what I was going to ask you. What your if you had been involved in writing that, what your ideas as to how they would.
That's a very large question, but I think you can tell I would have headed much more towards the anarchist side. And, you know, the thing that crops up is, let's say you write an episode where the Ferengi's skills with money and capitalism and things like that, could you really do an episode where the Deep Space Nine people are helped because of a reliance on capitalism? Yeah, you could, but would you want to use the Ferengi? Because for years they've been seen as sort of corrupt and you know, that sort of thing. I don't think they're good examples of capitalism myself, and I think, unfortunately, for the first few years of the program, they were sort of depicted as, you know, the classic capitalist-type people who are out there. I think you'd probably have to start from square one and have another alien race that was dealing with the Ferengi.
They're also hucksters that will lie. And the marketplace the marketplace doesn't accept lies.
No, and that's one of the things. If you could bring in another race that was actually doing better than the Ferengi and could teach them a lesson, that would be really cool.
Interesting points, Matt. Thanks for your call tonight. 800-259-9231. We go to John in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was wondering, like in a total free market society, what's to stop large companies like Walmart from abusing their workers? And how, like,
the competition. Before you go on, the competition, in that you could go and get a job somewhere else.
Right. If Walmart said, no water for anyone the entire time they work, they can't drink, no potty breaks, and you must mop the floor with your tongue. Okay, if they said those rules, and that sounds like exploitation, doesn't it, to you?
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
But
Wait. Does that sound like exploitation to you?
Yes.
Okay, great. Then Target could say, all right, we'll give you water, and you may use the bathroom one time, and we'll give you mops. And then all the Walmart employees, or at least the vast majority of the Walmart employees, would go to Target until Target was, didn't need any employees. And then somebody else would say, holy crap, that worked. We'll let our employees use the bathroom. It's brilliant.
But the workers, aren't they contracted to work for a certain company?
Contracted to work for a certain
company? Contract to work?
Are you contracted to work for your company?
Do you have a job?
No.
Okay.
But there are contracts.
There are contracts if you are in Major League Baseball or you are a particular
some talk show host, for instance. Yeah.
Yeah, but things like that. But most people aren't contracted to work.
If you're a good salesman, though, Mark, and you're under a contract, it's not contracted that you show up and you have to come to work. You can always break the contract, and then at that point, you may have a non-compete clause to where you can't go across town that day. But if you get tired of what's going on at your workplace, there's no contract that compels you to show up at 8 a.m. the next morning.
But my real question was, how would the workers voice their complaints?
You'd go to management and you'd tell them that, hey, this is not right. You need to change this or I'm leaving. And if the management doesn't change it, then you leave.
Right, but not all workers would do that.
Had a head on their shoulders would, and the rest of them...
Some of them would just leave, because believe me, if you didn't give people bathroom breaks and you didn't let them have water and you made them mop the floor with their tongues, they absolutely would leave. They'd say, oh, no, I'm not mopping the floor with my tongue. Or they'd say, okay, I've mopped the floor with my tongue every day for the last 2 years. I'm not doing it today.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So they, that's how the marketplace works, and it's very realistic. Workers can't be exploited in the marketplace because it's supply and demand.
Right, because you can always go out.
You are the sole provider. You have a monopoly on your own labor.
You can always go out and create a competing business. You can always go out in the free marketplace. If you don't like the way one business is doing their business, whether it be how they're servicing their customers or how they're treating their employees or whatever it is your critique is, you can go and you can compete with those people. Or you can find a competitor and support them with your business or your employee hours. Does that make sense?
Yes. And would there be like free market investigation companies to investigate the treatment of workers?
Well, we already have private investigators today, so certainly if you felt like something like that was necessary, there would be no one stopping you from creating such an organization and reporting it far and wide. If you discovered a company that was abusing people, whether it be customers or employees, you could create some sort of organization to publicize that. And thank you for the call tonight. We certainly appreciate it. In fact, I think that what you'd see more of in a free market world, as far as news reporting is concerned, is exactly stuff like that, because the news wouldn't be able to talk about government anymore. What else would they talk about? Well, companies would be one thing. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky... It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-908-3949. Again, that's 1-800-908-3949. 1-800-908-3949.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the wiki, 1,700 plus pages created by listeners like you. You can go and edit virtually anything you see there at wiki.freetalklive.com. WYKI. freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained at resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. That's SACL CAI. As we continue with your calls here, 800-259-9231, we go to Ben in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ben.
Hello. Yeah, someone made the comment that in an anarchist society that there might be sadists or whatever who might, if they're the majority of the population. But if you're living in like a totalitarian society and the majority of the people believe that you have to stone someone every day, or every like year to atone for sins, mm-hmm. then people are gonna get sent to death. And if you lived in an anarchist society and people still believe that, some people would get sent to death. So even at the worst possible circumstances, it wouldn't be any worse than living in a state.
Okay, that's a good point, though. I mean, if you're living in that sort of a place, then you would never get those people to understand or possibly even consent to leave the totalitarian society. But I certainly see where you're coming from, and it's
yeah, like the lottery. And then someone else brought up the point, what would happen if someone murdered someone and how could they force them to go to arbitration? Well, basically what would happen is the private defense agency would say to that person, well, either you show up for arbitration or we're going to drop you from our services. And then since no other private company is going to want the reputation for harboring people who murder other people, the other private defense agencies might put out a warrant to all the bounty hunters for, we'll say, they might say, this private defense agency has dropped you from their service. Therefore, anyone who catches them will get $10,000 if he's alive or $5,000 if he's dead. So, therefore, you'd be...
Since they wouldn't be under the services and the protection of a one of these insurance organizations, or you know, DROs, we've called them in the past, then they would be liable for any kind of warrant, you know, reward money that somebody might put out for them.
Yeah, exactly. Without protection, I mean, that's what makes it anarchy. You wouldn't necessarily have to have protection, but it would greatly behoove you to have protection because it would come in handy. So even if you were guilty of murdering someone, I think they would still want to go to arbitration where they would at least have a chance to fight with words to prove their innocence rather than having some sniper sitting in their neighbor's lawn waiting to take them out as soon as they go to get in their car to leave.
Well, you know, the sniper probably wouldn't take them out as much as, you know, some organization with, you know, a lot of big guys in body armor would just come in and snatch them out of there.
Well, yeah,
in the same way that Ed Brown was prepared. He was bristling with guns waiting for the feds to come get him, but it didn't take that much to bring him down nonviolently.
I didn't actually hear how that happened, how that played out.
They put in a you know, a spy, a plant. A guy came in, you know, was introduced through another guy, and you know, appeared to be a you know, the Patriots sort, you know, gun toting, you know, Second Amendmenter kind of guy.
Yeah, and they were having pizza.
Managed to get close,
when
and
it happened.
Yeah, he whipped out a gun and held it on him, and you know, one guy with a gun beats you know, pointing it at you beats the hell of a lot out of three guys with guns in their holsters.
Any other thoughts, Ben?
Okay. Oh, that's it.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And again, you know, all these ideas about how things would exactly flesh out in the free market situation, it's all speculation on our parts. A lot of them are great ideas. But would it work out exactly that way? Hard to say exactly how it would work because we aren't the ones that are going to be in search of a profit coming up with the real innovative ways to help keep people safe without the use of the government system that we have, which, by the way, doesn't really do much to keep people safe. It's more of an illusion than anything else. The reason why we have such a safe world to live in, the reason why we live in such relative safety with one another is because of human nature. It's in our best interest to treat our neighbors with respect and to not harm them because we understand that by initiating that violence, inevitably someone is going to probably retaliate with violence against us, yeah. Thereby resulting in our demise or our harm, you know, harm being brought to us. And no one who's sane wants to bring harm to themselves.
People generally, 99.9% of them, they associate in the free market to better their lives, not to hurt themselves.
Right. So the marketplace would come up with ways because of people in search of profit would come up with ways to protect individuals from that 0.1% that is insane or sociopathic or psychopathic enough to actually go and harm others. There would be multiple ways, a myriad of ways for people to protect themselves from those folks, and it would be up to the people in search of profit to figure those out. And I trust the people in the marketplace far better than I trust anyone in the realms of government to do those things.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, Ian, well, one of the things that crops up when people talk about voluntary societies is, well, wouldn't the voluntary society pit itself against another voluntary society because they want to take their stuff? Just look at the number of people who are in favor of peace in the United States and getting out of Iraq and not getting involved in foreign wars and, you know, reducing the size of the U.S. military. Those people in the U.S., those individuals are incredibly numerous. And you can see the force and power that they have. And I think that in a private society, you wouldn't encounter this sort of thing because those people would be so sizable and they would benefit.
Well, I can see that I question your point to some extent. I'll concede that there wouldn't be a government to propagandize against, you know, the darn slanty-eyed Japanese and their, you know, the bloodthirsty, you know, Japanese taking over all these islands in the Pacific, or the crazy Muslims that would like nothing better than to kill us all. Remember, they chop the heads off of people that steal things over there, whatever, you know, the propaganda mm-hmm. is, and the groups are numerous at whom this stuff is, you know, targeted. But I think that the propaganda could still exist in the same way that you know, there's demagogues out there that benefit from, say, demagoguing against illegal immigrants. The government seems to be more or less, you know, benign to illegal immigrants, at least compared to many of the people in America who would like to see this stuff stopped and, you know, the people that have come here illegally punished, you know, severely. the government's more benign than they
are. It's not as extreme as their vision for what it could be.
Right. So the government isn't propagandizing there. So I think you'd still have propaganda in these free societies. However,
but you wouldn't have the fiat currency, which you talked about earlier.
The fiat currency, I think, is the real link, because the question is to somebody who right out there that would hates the idea of illegal immigrants, how much will you pay to get rid of them all? If you're willing to pay less than $100 to get rid of all the immigrants, less than $1,000 to get rid of all the immigrants, sorry, we don't have enough money pooled to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So what you'll see is failed social programs, be they wars or rounding up people or whatever it is. You'll see them fail because people aren't willing to put enough money towards them.
Right.
If every American had to dish out of their pocket now
absolutely.
For the Iraq war, you'd see an entirely different policy towards a foreign policy.
Absolutely.
I believe the same thing would apply, absolutely right, would apply to any other type of aggressive action against another sovereign, free society, non-government society. It's the same sort of thing. I agree.
Yeah, so if you had a couple of inbred hicks talking about how they want to wipe out brown people around a few beers, well, then they can say, all right, Bubba, what you going to throw down? We're going to get an army together. I got $100. Well, all right, we're going to have to ask some more of our friends. And then they'd have to go and they'd have to spend money to actually get the idea out there that, hey, we want to go wipe out those brown people. They'd have to, they'd actually have to spend their own money to campaign to get people to donate. And so they'd have to create some sort of organization that's job that was. So they wouldn't have any sort of position to start from in that way. And even if they did happen to have a lot of money and they wanted to wipe somebody out, then they come up against the fact that the people they want to wipe out aren't going to want to be wiped out. So they're going to fight back against them. And whoever it is that's the money bags in that case is going to literally be throwing money into bombs and bullets that's just going to explode and never going to give them a return on his investment.
Not to mention the repercussions against politicians, because in that case, the politicians would be the people behind the organization, the intelligence that would go into it once one group you get a base, you find out who the politicians
are. Oh, you can target the leaders.
They wipe out the leaders.
Yeah.
And at this point, you don't have that happening. Leaders are almost never targeted.
Well, the countries, the government people in the countries, the high-end people have all agreed that they won't kill one another. They'll just send the little guys to do it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are there. And they're totally free. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, shop at the store. Go to store.freetalklive.com. Get great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like T-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more, all at store.freetalklive.com. So basically what we were pointing out before is that in the free market situation, the whole idea of initiating war against someone for whatever the reason, hey, they're over there having female circumcision, we got to have a war to stop that, or they're aborting their kids, we're going to have a war to stop that. Well, there's so many different market-based reasons why that is very unlikely, and I think the one that you just pointed out, Mark, was really powerful, and we're wrapping it up in the last few seconds of the segment, so I don't know how well it was communicated. The idea would be that if you were the ones that wanted to start a war, if you, Mark, decided you wanted to start a war against the Gardner-Goldsmith family or people who are bald, that you would...
And Gardner would be the first one I went after at that point.
You wanted to exterminate those who are bald, then you would have to... Not only would you have to raise money in order to spread the message of your crusade and bring in recruits, and you'd, of course, would have to hire mercenaries, so you'd have to have a significant amount of capital in order to initiate that war, but also you yourself would then put your butt on the line, because as soon as the bald people in the world found out that Mark and his troops that he's managed to hire are going to be coming after them, then they're going to figure out who it is that's behind this effort to exterminate the bald people. And if they can find out who you are, Mark, through whatever means necessary, maybe putting a toop on someone and having them possibly invade your ranks and figure out who's doing what, then you personally could be targeted for retaliation by the people who you were trying to hurt in the first place. And so the question would then be, would those who are willing to wage war be willing to put their own lives on the line? Because that's not how it is today. George Bush isn't out on the front lines.
And their own money on the line.
Their own lives and money.
That's one of the key things. Right. You're not going to be having people forcibly having their money taken from them. They will reduce the power of that massive aggressive force. People will be willing to pay into a police protection force where they are being protected. But generally, people don't go and hire people to go hurt other people. The vast majority of people don't do that.
And you know that you'd be going up against more than just an innocent group of bald folk. You know that those bald people have protection companies they've hired. And as soon as they find out that there's a war on, that those protection companies, they're professionals. So you're not just going up against a bunch of yokels. You're going up against people that are trained to do these sorts of things. And
right.
And
one of the things...
they may have assassins in their ranks that are coming after you.
When we're talking about the real world here, is there's a bounty on Osama bin Laden's head. However, it's not very large. I think it's $10 million or something like that. It could be significantly larger. And large enough that if you put together a gang or a little mercenary group, that you'd need to really be able to, to get the best of the best, you want to be able to cut those guys in at $1 million a piece or $2 million a piece. I'll bet you can really get a good group of assassins put together for that kind of money. However, the United States has made it illegal for any United States organizations to go after them. What they're trying to do is...
Really?
You can't... Blackwater couldn't do it.
Huh. I didn't know that.
They've got their own laws against doing it.
So the reward is only good for U.S. military that find them?
The reward's really only good for foreign organizations, probably Middle Eastern, because they're closest to Osama bin Laden, and they don't trust us.
Yeah. Well, we know the government doesn't like competition.
And I don't particularly trust the government either to come up with this money.
Hey, here's a... Speaking of the government...
I've got an email on this particular subject that we're talking about.
Well, let's do that then.
From... Tom here. I have an example. What about the mafia? Without the government, the mafia would tend to hurt people more.
Actually, without the government, the mafia probably wouldn't really exist.
Right. What about protection services?
What's that?
Well, hey, you, I could see your windows could get broken and you could get hurt here if you don't pay for some protection.
Well, then I'm going to have my protection service come and protect me from your protection service when they come to, when they come calling. But go ahead with his email.
That's the best example that you can come up with. Now, I tend to side with Ian Moore, but I don't want a society with no government. A tiny, tiny government with only one role to secure people's rights is the best form of government. But no government, I'll pass. So,
well, you can't have
that,
Tom.
He agrees with me. But...
Yeah, you can't have it, Tom. I mean, in order to protect rights, governments must violate rights. So, sorry. Can't have that.
It's a tautology. You can't go in that direction because the minute you go in that direction and you assume that government has the power and the justification to go and take people's property in order to create the police force to protect the property, you've just infringed on people's property, and so the very rationale for the existence of government has just been undermined.
Yeah, right from the very beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's look at a little bit closer at the mafia. The mafia is a big gang. And they gangs in America, whether they be the mafia or, some other gang from some other nationality, they get their money through providing illegal products and services for the most part. The mafia is doing drug deals. The mafia, many of their soldiers might be involved in pimping, certainly gambling.
They're typically involved in those areas that are not allowed in the free marketplace. And they use those underground, exactly, the supposed regulating. They use those underground winnings and so on, those underground ill-gotten gains, to then start to try to invade into the private, the free marketplace, buying up land and things like that.
Sure, and they can buy politicians as well in order to ensure, in order to ensure that no anti-prohibitionist movement actually takes hold again and repeals the war on drugs.
It starts with rum running, it starts with gambling, it starts with drugs, and then they use those profits to then try to invade the regular marketplace, strong arm people, shake them down, that sort of thing. If you didn't have government, you wouldn't have this black market for these guys to turn to be able to get these things. So everything would be transparent. People talk about transparency in government. Government is designed to not be transparent. You cannot have transparency. The only place where you can get it is in the marketplace. So if you had just the marketplace, you wouldn't have the mafia because the marketplace would have to be transparent.
Yeah, the mafia is only as big as it is today because it has been so heavily involved in prohibited products and services for so many years. And without all of that illicit money flowing into their coffers, how would they fund themselves? Right. How would they make any money? I mean, they would have to, their only method would be to force extractions from shop owners and things like that. And that would be a marketplace opportunity for someone to provide real protection services from these gangsters.
Yeah.
So the marketplace provider of those real protection services would come up with some way to root out whoever it was that was doing the threatening and bring those people to justice. So I don't consider that to be really much of an issue at all.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it is a good question because people are concerned about things like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, they do recognize that, in fact, the mafia is essentially a form of very corrupt government that people had to deal with in this country and other countries in the past.
Actually, the mafia is probably a step above government because from what I understand, the mafia actually has some level of rules in regards to they have a code of conduct that, you're not really.
I think you're out of your mind.
Well.
I think that if certainly the way that people see them portrayed in their minds, that the mafia doesn't have any rules other than throwing horse heads in people's beds if they don't comply. That no, you're a fool.
The mafia is not as likely to actually harm children.
It's not as okay. Maybe it does. Maybe it's less likely to harm children. But right. The government doesn't come after.
And the mafia
isn't taking hundreds of children
from parents.
Well, who's to say the mafia wouldn't take children from parents?
Well, then that's just not what I understand that they do.
It's not harming the children at that point. It's protecting them. It's doing it in the guise of protecting them. And most of the time, it's successful in portraying that to people. I'm not saying it's successful in protecting the children. I'm saying it's successful in portraying it. And you weaken your position by saying that the mafia is in some way superior to the government.
Well, do you disagree that they don't separate children from their mothers? I mean, that's something governments do.
It seems to me, in my mind, I don't know how the mafia.
Step above.
I don't know how the mafia really operates. I know how the Hollywood mafia operates, and the Hollywood mafia would gun down my wife and my child in order to harm me.
Okay, so I guess it depends on the mafia you're talking about. There's different mafias.
Well, there's
right?
A real mafia, and then there's gangs and mobs. The real mafia is something that evolved from Sicily and southern Italy and that kind of thing. I don't know how those worked, but it's foolish to say the government is worse than the mafia. You can say that they're nothing but
they victimize more people
because they're more successful, more prolific.
I can't assess it. I have a gut feeling to say the mafia is probably not as bad as government because I hate government so much and I haven't experienced the mafia. But
you hate them too.
But I will say that the modus operandi of the mafia is probably less pervasive than government, and in a way, perhaps having everything up front with the idea that they are black market forces and they use aggression in some cases, maybe that would be a little bit more honest dealing than the dealings we get with government politicians.
But you'd never be able to argue against it, because if the mafia heard you having a radio show where you talk out against the mafia, they're going to come in, they're going to take care of you.
Why do you think I'm saying they're so great? I love the mafia. It's Vinny in here with
you.
And Garth.
What are you talking about? And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!